So about 10 years ago, a new evaluation system was rolled out at our back-to-school professional development. And I remember I was sitting in the back of the room because that's where I always sit during a PD. It's the closest I can get to an exit. I had a really clear view of the crowd in the room, but an unclear view of the snooze fest of a PowerPoint that was being presented. You know, like the perfect place to sit during a PD, right? Now, before I go any further, can we just take a moment to address the PowerPoint elephant in the room? First of all, reading a PP to a group of adults is just degrading. If you want me to read the thing, just send it to me in an email so that I can claim that I've read it while getting the Cliff Notes version from a coworker. Okay? And second, adding a GIF, and I think we've all agreed that the word is GIF, right? Are we all on the same page there? Adding a GIF to your PP doesn't make your PP any less like actual PP. So stop. And lastly, why you gotta put all that fine print up in your PP and then have the nerve to say, "Can y'all see this? It's a negative font size." Like, what do you think? Okay, thank you for indulging me. I feel so much better. Now, I remember on this particular day, the latter PP was up on the screen. Presented in the tiniest of font was this brand new evaluation plan. One that came with a new set of hoops for teachers to jump through, verbiage to quote unquote unpack, digest, and use, and a three-ring binder that felt like an anvil when it was dropped in our laps. You could feel the tension begin to rise in the room. As teachers began flipping through the endless pages of the binder, you could see each one like groping for and then slapping their hands hard down on a panic button. "Wait a minute," they were asking. "When is this new evaluation plan going into effect?" "This school year. We'll be evaluating you," I can't even say the word, "after the first week of school." How much training are we going to get before being evaluated? This is your training, so like today? What happens if we score poorly on our evaluation? You could possibly be let go. I squinted my eyes and I leaned in because suddenly I wished I had sat a whole lot closer to that doggone PP. And while I was trying to make sense of that minuscule PP mess, the teachers around me began to dissolve, y'all, into puddles of tears. There were frightful fits of anger, dark depths of depression. I know y'all think I'm exaggerating, but trust me when I say I witnessed grown teachers cry that day. Teachers who I looked up to, teachers who I learned from, teachers who I felt like I could only one day hope to become. And all of this because of some dumb, I have many other words that could follow that word, evaluation. Suddenly I wanted to shake them. I wanted to slap them. I wanted to awake them from their hysteria. Who cares about the stupid three-ring binder? Who cares about your score? You're more than a number. You're a caregiver, a firm and loving discipliner, a band-aid giver, a backpatter, an eye-opener, a cheerleader. You're a mom, you're a dad, you're a hug giver, and a firm believer in the greatness that is the potential of our children. You're not a flippin' score. You are so much more, especially in the eyes of your students. But y'all, it was too late. Some of these teachers, they were just too far gone. I watched some of my very favorite educators retire that year. The love of teaching was sucked right out of them that day. For years, they had watched as the educational noose became tighter, and this evaluation plan, it was the final straw. I watched other educators, determined to be their very best, to receive like the highest score. They transformed their once colorful classrooms into this space plastered with "I can" statements and confusing curriculum abbreviations and numbers. Sure, their kids could recite some mumbo jumbo, but Were they learning? More importantly, were they having fun while learning? Because if we're going to create lifelong learners, we got to make learning fun. And this was the opposite of that. My takeaway that day was this: I can allow myself to stress over this mess, or I can just press on. I can keep doing what I'm doing while trying to improve, while learning all that I can, pushing myself to be the best teacher that I can for my students. And so that's what I did. That's what I'm still doing. At least that's what I'm always trying to do every single day. When I was told 1 million years ago that my principal was going to be coming to my art room to watch me teach my first year teaching, I lost my mind. What in the world? Why? I'm off in this lonely portable trailer where no one seems to care what I do. Does he really need to come by and see that I've absolutely no clue how to teach art? Yes, he does. It's like his job or something. I remember a fellow specials teacher recommended that I pick my best behaved class to be observed with. And let me just say, that is some sound advice. Newbies, take heed. Always pick your favorite class for observation. The second thing I was told is that bribery works. Promise them a little treat if they do well for your observation, was what my PE teacher friend told me. She said, it works like a charm. So that's what I did. My favorite class was this group of first graders that was taught by this magical princess of a teacher. You guys all know the ones I'm talking about. I'll just call her Miss Jennifer. Her kids were angels sent from heaven, and I let them know ahead of time that Mr. Ken is coming to art tomorrow. He wants to see just how amazing you are in art class, and if you're extra amazing, I will make you a big tray of Rice Krispie treats. Now, this got a whole lot of oohs and ahs and nods of agreements to do said best the following day. And let me just say, those kids delivered. They made me look all sorts of good. And my admin was smiling his approval, and I was beaming with pride. And the kids, as they were lining up silently like the little angels they were, they didn't miss a single beat. And just as we were about to go, one of them raised his hand. And I, you know, thinking he's going to share some amazing magicalness, I called on him immediately. Yes? And he said, Mrs. Stevens, were we good today? Yeah, you all were like amazing. Yay, he said. Then don't forget those Rice Krispie treats you promised. I blinked. Then gave a funny little laugh with a wave of my hand, like me and the little Rice Krispie treat lover had some sort of inside joke my admin need not be privy to. Sure, yeah, of course. That was it. Cover blown. I've learned many lessons over the years about evaluations. Number one being, evaluations are a complete crock, but another number one lesson is this. If you are going to bribe kids, let them know that the bribe only works if it's kept a secret. Now, by my third year teaching, I'd wised up a bit, and my classroom management had gotten just a smidge better. So I no longer necessarily needed to bribe my students, not all of my classes anyway. It turns out a wicked stink eye can go an awful long way, especially when delivered behind your principal's back. That is, unless you get the question, hey, Miss Stevens, what's wrong with your face? Only had to have your admin turn around and catch you mid-stink eye. Nothing. I was just admiring that lovely coloring job you're doing on your neighbor's arm. Carry on. This brings me to lesson number two. Unless you are literally burning the school down to the ground every single day, your admin is more than likely just doing this evaluation to tick a box. That third year, I remember I was all kinds of worked up about my evaluation, and it was mostly because I saw to what lengths other teachers were going to. Ones that normally look like they'd slept the night in the car in the school parking lot, rolled in with their hair freshly washed, curled and styled, their makeup was done like they'd just left some sort of overzealous beauty counter worker at the mall, and their clothes were so new that you had to remind them, hey, you forgot to cut that tag. Nah, they say, I'm just going to return it after my evaluation, they say, as they're like stealthily or not so stealthily trying to tuck their tag into their sleeve. It got me thinking, this evaluation business, it must be a big deal. So I went to great lengths that third year to script and perfect and practice in front of a mirror my lesson, to pre-prepare my students and to get my room in perfect order. And when it was time for my lesson, my students, they arrived on time, but my administration did not. I invited my kids in. I reminded them to be on their best behavior. Lesson number 4. Tell them that the admin is actually coming to see them, not you, right? And we waited. It got me thinking, this evaluation thing, it must be a big deal. So I went to great lengths to like script, practice in front of a mirror. Can you believe that? And perfect my lessons, to pre-prepare my students and to get my room in like perfect order. And when it was time for my lesson, my students, they arrived on time, but my administration didn't. I invited my kids in. I reminded them to be on their very best behavior, which, side note, brings me to lesson number 3. Tell the kids that the admin is actually there to see them, right? Not you. And we waited. Are we going to do anything today? I looked at my watch and I had successfully managed to kill 7 minutes, but the kids were starting to get restless. And you know what? I had a lesson that I was prepared to teach. Yes, we are. Let's get started. So not long after my decently delivered lesson was taught and my students filed to their seats to create, did my administration walk in. He was carrying a smelly cafeteria tray of chili dogs. I won't forget it. I mean, this is like a zillion years ago. Chili dogs and tater tots on a tray in one hand and his now like greasy evaluation forms in the other. And he was like muttering some sort of apologies for his tardiness before plopping down at my desk with his lunch. What's that smell? I remember the kids were asking. I'm so hungry, claimed another, like clutching his stomach and eyeballing my administration. I'm sorry, he said, while he was like trying to clean up the chili dog droppings that he managed to get on my desk calendar. I won't be long. And with that, my principal, he finished his lunch. He dropped his trash in my trash can right next to my desk, where it managed to make my room smell like a bag of farts for the rest of the day. And then he left. I was devastated. Was I really that bad? He didn't even care to show up on time, let alone stay all the way through the entire lesson. I dreaded what he was going to say during my follow-up evaluation. You want to know what he said? He was like, "You did great, Stevens. You do such a great job with our students. Your lesson was great. Now, if you just want to sign here to say that we completed your evaluation, that would be great." Yeah. So a few years later, I found myself in a new school working under a different principal. This one had a true love for our students, and she really valued their education. She would write these long notes on, back in the day, it was three pieces of carbon copy paper that you would write on, that she would write on, she would fill out, and most of her words were those of approval. But her criticisms, they were always delivered with kindness. And I learned to grow as a teacher under her. But more than that, she encouraged that desire for me to want to grow as a teacher. But y'all, that was back in the good old days. Lesson number four. Education is a money-making business, and that business is real good at sucking the joy out of education. These days, when I'm being evaluated, my administration is required to just sit and type. I don't know what they're typing, but they look like one of those courtroom reporters, just like angrily jabbing at the keys. How can they possibly know what's going on if they're not even allowed to look up and see the joy, the excitement, the silliness, the animation, the response of the kids? Being that I've been around this art teacher and block a time or two, it seems that there's always something new in education that's being rolled out. Something new that is like strangely familiar because we've all smelt this stinky turd before. I call this new stuff like edu buzzwords. I'd share the latest edu buzzwords with you here, but in about like a hot minute, all of those are going to be considered passé and replaced by the same old stuff in different packaging. You want to know what edu buzzwords you won't ever hear? Fun, joy, laughter. For me, as a teacher, those three words, those mean learning. Those three things are always free and they don't bring in the big bucks, which is why you don't hear about them at your next professional development. Education is a business. Folks who are in this business, they're in it to make the big bucks. So take all of what you hear with a big grain of salt. You are the one in the teacher in trenches. Focus on what works for you and what works for your students. I mean, don't be afraid to listen, of course. Don't be afraid to learn, to come at these things with an open mind, to try something new. But also, don't be afraid to admit that sometimes you know what's best. Lesson number five. So, you're going to take art teacher and advice from a non-art teacher and type. Looky here. You were hired as the art education expert in your building. You've got your bachelor's degree. You maybe even have your master's. You take classes. You create outside of your art room. You cultivate lessons for your students that are educational and highly engaging. You are the art teacher and boss, applesauce. So don't get your paintbrushes all in a jumble when someone who knows nothing, not a single solitary thing about art education gives you a low score, a harsh critique, or a tisk of disapproval because they don't know. The evaluation system is not created for the likes of art teachers. My art classes are 30 minutes long. According to the evaluation system, I'm supposed to pre-assess, teach, question, allow time for the kids to create, pair with peers, post-assess, discuss, and give feedback. Now, thankfully, my current administration, they know that. But their hands are truly tied by the system. So my scores, they're fine. They're good. But they're not great. And you know what? I don't care. I admit it. Which brings me to lesson number six. You are not your evaluation score. When I finally get around to scheduling my post-evaluation with my principals after several badgering emails, which if you know me, you know I don't read emails, so it usually means my principal comes to my room and says, hey, tomorrow's the last day of school. I'm not even kidding when I say this. You don't know how many last day of school evaluations I've done. Yeah, I'm pretty much every administrator's nightmare. And I always tell them the same thing. While I really want to hear what you have to say, kinda. I've got like a dozen paint trays to fill, clay projects to load in the kiln, and brushes to wash. Can't you just like tell me where to sign? This is usually met with an eye roll. No, Stevens, we have to go over this. It will only take a minute. And when it's all said and done, I usually get dinged for my lack of use of technology, even though, you know, we listen to records on the record player, for my lack of questioning. I did ask them a question. Didn't you hear me say, y'all got it? Great, let's get started. And I always get dinged for pre and post assessment. Y'all do remember that I have 30-minute art classes, is what I tell them, right? Now, look, I love my admin, don't get me wrong. And I think it's especially endearing when they say to me, Cassie, if you'd like to make the case for any of these scores, I'd love to hear it. Nah, I'm good. Can you tell me where to sign? Because look, those paintbrushes, they are not going to wash themselves. Because lesson number 7. If I'm not getting a raise, if I'm not getting a promotion, if I'm not getting fired, I'm pretty good with the score that I get. Look, this makes me sound so terrible, but I try my best. Every single day, I spend just a second in my car to send up a little message to whoever is listening to say, please let me be my best today. I try new things. I create new lessons. I wear goofy costumes and sing songs and I dance. I do all the things that you are doing. I'm trying my hardest, just like I know you are. And I know that there's room, a whole lot of room for improvement. But when I need advice, I don't look to those who are not in my field to guide me. I look to my teacher friends, which takes me to lesson number 8. Seek those you admire and learn from them. In our lives, we're surrounded by people who we can draw all sorts of life advice from. That friend of yours who has all of their finances in order and never seems to stress about money, that's who you talk to about cutting back on your Starbucks and Target habit. That buddy who is insanely organized and never seems to spend hours on end looking for their keys, their phone, and wallet like I do every day, that's who you talk to about getting your life together. That teacher friend who consistently has the most well-behaved class, that's who you meet for coffee and have a chat about classroom management with. We all want to improve ourselves as educators. The best way to do that is to learn from the best. Learn from those you admire. Seek their advice. That art teacher who's a pro at teaching clay, they can help you become better. The one who's a master at bringing contemporary artists into their art room can share their tips with you. And while we may learn from many, we won't learn by simply seeking the advice of one, particularly not one who's not in our education field. Lesson number 9, be your own evaluator. I think that we all know our weaknesses and our strengths, or so we think. Not until I started to record myself teaching did I realize that I talk too dang much. I don't allow for my students to have enough time to speak. I also try to pack in so much information that I don't allow for enough time for actual exploration. None of this I would have known had I not started recording myself and watching myself teach. It's painful, I'm not going to lie, but you know what? The truth, it hurts. If you want to get better as a teacher, you got to see just what it is you're doing and what it is you're not doing. So record yourself, have a stiff drink, watch it, and be honest with yourself. You are amazing, but we all have areas where we could improve. Lesson number 10, final one. Administrators, evaluations, scores, They come and they go like all necessary evils. Sorry to my admin. You know, you two lovely ladies, Tasha and Ashley, you know that I love you. But at the end of the day, it's just you doing what is best for you, for your teaching situation, and most importantly, for your students. After that evaluation system with its three-ring binder from hell was rolled out, I remember this fourth-grade teacher who was determined to get a perfect score. She created this teacher's checklist. It was one page. It was written in the smallest font, and it had listed on it all the little boxes that we teachers were to tick during the course of a lesson for a perfect lesson. And apparently it was such a glorious document that my administration at the time asked if she would print a copy of it for all of us teachers. We were encouraged to have it laminated and then hung in a visible teaching area so we wouldn't forget a single hoop to jump through. I no longer have that list because it was just gross. Everything on there was the opposite of how I teach and how I ever want to teach. I don't want to be a box ticker. I want to be an idea encourager. I don't want to be a hoop jumper. I want to be a creativity inspirer. I don't want to cave in to the latest, greatest educational mumbo jumbo and let someone who hasn't seen the inside of a classroom, in particular an art room, tell me what to do inside of mine. I want to teach. I want to improve. I want to be my best. An evaluation, it might help you get there, but it's just a step along the way to your greatness. Observe teachers that you admire. Visit other art rooms. Record yourself teaching. Ask teachers that you admire to come and observe you. Find mentors in areas that you wish to improve. And remember, always remember, you are not an evaluation score. You are a teacher destined to soar. Hugs to you guys. Evaluation season is upon us. New teachers especially, it's double down time on the evaluations for you. I'm sending you my hugs and I'm sending you my encouragement and I'm letting you know right now, you are better than a number. Thanks, guys.